Good morning, good noon, good evening, whatever time and place you're listening to us from, straight from the 909. It's Mark, Andre, myself, Isaiah, and together, that's hip-hop.
Bob Dolpin.
Before we get into things, be sure to follow us and subscribe to all platforms. You want to find us on YouTube by searching at That's Hip Hop 909, or on TikTok, you can find us by looking at That's Dot Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. And Insta is the same thing. It's That's Dot Hip Hop. So we appreciate the love and support. If you love hip hop and you're about it, please subscribe and share.
Yeah.
Today we're discussing the shaman of rap. Some might say that he could possibly be one of the best rappers to ever exist, which is a huge claim. This is an MC who found his way in the hip hop underground lore, and the community has so much respect for this elite lyricist. The cool part is that he is supreme at what he does. That style, he's mastered it. There's not a lot of people who rap like this, who's blended the spirituality with metaphysics and the struggle of life the way he has, and who has done it successfully. We're talking about the legend, Kambada.
Yeah.
We're discussing the album LSD, Lunar Solar Duality, released September 18th, 2020 by Kambada and Mellow Music Group. LSD is Kambada's 8th album as a solo artist, and some might say that this is worthy of a full college course.
And before we dive into that quick piece to Master Ace for giving us a moment of your time.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And talking to us, acknowledging the fans after your show at the Grove Amphitheater. Thank you so much.
The GOAT, man.
That was a dope experience all around, just from beginning to end. Like, this dude owned the stage, man. I was curious to see like how he does it, and
it's
true master, man.
It's reminiscent to GZA. It felt kind of like the GZA show, where it's just like he has so much command. It's already in his hand.
Yeah. And he takes you, you know, very deep dive. He talked about his mother. Like, man, this dude
is a showman for sure.
He gave us a full experience.
Yeah, it was an experience, man. It was
stood for about an hour plus just to talk to the fans after a little long line after the show to sign all that. Dude, him and DJ Marco Polo stayed for a little bit too.
He jumped in our cypher. Like, it was sick.
That would have been funny. Appreciate you, Ace.
We're discussing Kambada. This is an artist who I was a little bit intimidated to get into, to be honest, because his wordplay is just, it's crazy. It's crazy nuts in a good way. And so talking about Kambada, what was like the first time like we've experienced him, or, you know, got a piece of his music, or what was that first time for us?
Damn. All right. So it was like probably 2017 for me. And I just was watching this YouTube channel, and it was like a spiritual, they just were talking about like metaphysics and stuff. It was called Black Magic. So I was like, all right. And every time the Black Magic videos would start, it would be this rapper at the beginning, and he was just barring out. And usually when you see these channels, the rappers that they have are usually kind of bad. They usually have really bad rappers. So every time I would hear his intro at the beginning of these videos, I'm like, who the fuck is that? That guy's actually really good. So then, I found out that the guy that made this channel, he also produces. So he was producing a project called Black Magic with Kambada. So I just happened to get that. From that point forward, I was like, whoa, this shit's different. Then around that same time, I get a call from my homegirl. And my homegirl, she's a trendsetter. She knows everything, right? So she called me. She's like, so I got a new one for you. Kambada. I was like, what the hell? I'm already listening to him. She's like, oh, okay, he's the next step. Go like listen to everything he's done. It just hangs up. And I was like, oh, so yeah, this got to be it. So he just does all the lyrical exhibitionism that I like, man. Just all those tricks, you know, writing a story with a certain kind of twist to it. You know, he's just one of the best to do it. Kind of reminiscent to like Elzai in The Preface. Every song on The Preface was like some kind of trick. He did a trick every time he's told his stories, right? Mm-hmm. So like Color Code or Guessing Game, he's like playing a guessing game with words. The other one's like Color Codes. He's just using colors and stuff. So Kambada does something similar to him. He's like almost every other song, he has some kind of lyrical or literary trick that he's running with. And it's always going to be some weird shit. I mean, one of his biggest ones, and I'll keep it moving. was Tupac Murder Confession. He has a song called Tupac Murder Confession. And that shit is very hard to like really take in. He really wrote it like he's the killer of Tupac. And then at the end of the song, he's like, also I killed Biggie. So it was like, holy shit, man. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So that song was very controversial. And I think
Vegas PD takes him in for questioning.
Oh my God.
It was that convincing. We need to ask you a few questions.
Isn't the case still pending or something like that?
That's an intense song, man. So yeah, Cam, I caught up with him right on time, man. So I just threw Cam on these guys because all the lyrical conversations I have with anybody that loves hip hop, Cam gets brought up. So
yeah. What about you, Mark?
I remember chilling in the car with Andre and I remember he had control of the aux. He was like, you like cannabis, so you're going to listen to him too. You're going to listen to this guy named Cambada. And so he plays him.
Cannabis is son.
The heir apparent to cannabis.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I've always felt a certain way to this kind of rap music. So listening to a few of the tracks that Andre shared with me, they were... The name's always been memorable with me, but it's a matter of at least taking and I'm thankful for a setup like this to where we can actually break these albums down to where I get a chance to experience all this. Because now by design, to listen to this album in itself, it was very, there's a lot of different ways to take it because I mentioned to you guys even off air that I couldn't listen to it on the way to work because of how emotionally thought provoking it is in the ways that I'm not wired to in the morning.
It's just onslaught. It's an onslaught of sound.
Yeah. But listening to him as we get along with the episode, it is a very special treat to be listening to Cambada. Yeah, he's 100%.
It just, to me, it feels like what Cannabis was doing in his freestyle days today.
Yeah.
And like in another version.
Yeah.
Because like all that work Cannabis was doing at the beginning, just like, oh, what the fuck is it? Where did you get these
dense
ideas?
Dense as heck.
Yeah. So, you know, Cambada to me just feels like more of that ilk. That's
What do you think about that, Mark? Because you're a big Cannabis guy. So, like, how do you see any resemblances in Cambada to Cannabis? Is there any similarities that you find?
My take with that. They do have the common ground in the intelligence level. They do have the common ground with they do dabble in, they're very educated gentlemen in like metaphysics, religion, spirituality.
Yeah.
And especially if you start rapping about chakras and all the stuff that Cambada and Cannabis rap about, you have to be well-versed in it.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be the people that are like, okay, he's talking about chakras. Like, is he talking about lining up the chakras? Is he talking about that? If they start rapping about something that's not even associated with it, then it's like a detachment to some, because then you're just like, oh, dude, there's no impact to that punchline because he did that.
Right.
You know, like, oh, chakra sounds like a cool word. Yeah. I'm going to shock you with the chakra. And then I'm going to shot you after I shot you, or, you know, something like that. And people would do that if they're not associated or like well-versed into what they're actually rapping about.
Right.
In the case where Cambada and Cannabis, there's a common ground in that. I just feel that Cambada is an extreme unique take on hip hop. Whereas Cannabis would be, he's still trying to fit the guidelines of hip hop and rap.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But so you're saying Cannabis is a little bit more abiding to the law of,
well, I mean, correct. There's still a foundation being correct. Built. So like Cannabis was still building with the foundation of what it was.
Yeah.
And like Cambada has a bunch of reference to what came before him. So it's like Cambada just doing everything that we love from those super lyricists.
I don't feel that. I feel that the lyrically it's there, but the structure is his own unique take.
Okay. Yeah. Cause every song, but for this one, for Lunar Solar Duality, every track on here, I think he really tried to shoot for a diverse song.
Yeah.
Compared to the other stuff before, it's like he was rapping on shit that we're expecting.
I also like the fact that despite how like diverse he is into his the rhythmical aspect and lyrical aspect of that.
Right.
Each track listing actually is 100% translated into the song.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because there's always there's sometimes
cool title,
or indirect.
One word in the song is, oh yeah, that's track 9.
Nah, that's right. Okay. Right. So I would look at Ken Bada. Cool. There That's are certain like. Rappers that I've encountered personally that rap all the way down to the title. They rap all the way to the instrumental, to the sample, like all the way down to the very chop.
What do you mean, like rap all the way to the title though? Like
Jay Dilla has a song called Living. I forgot. He sampled a song called Living Doll, right? But Dilla chopped it in a way to where it sounds like you're our living God, right? Mm-hmm. It was on J Loves Japan. Really dope beat, right? But the idea was the punchline is he changed the sample to match what he wanted it to say. So some rappers will make a song called Living God, and then you'll be like, listen to the lyrics about Living God, and then you check out the beat, and then you look at the sample for the beat, and the sample is called Living God. So it's like that kind of stuff. That's what super rappers do. So Cam Bada, his track list will be a rap. Like the way he puts the words together is a rap. He's really dense in that stuff, man. Like I'm not trying to go over your heads with it. I'm just saying like he really loves rap that
Cam
much.
Cam Bada already does that.
Yeah. Cam loves rap so much. Like he would go that far.
We're trying all the to way put anchors on his ship
right,
here.
Right, right. Cause Cam is just so ahead. And then when you talk with other people about Cam, we all have the same ideas. Like he just tries harder. He really tries harder than most guys.
So. And when you try to explain him, like you have to take this deep breath because they're like, okay,
how do I make it sound normal?
Explain Cam Bada to me. It's like, okay.
The light of the sun began about what? How many years ago? So like, yeah.
Let's start from the Big Bang. Let's start with easy things here.
We'll get to metaphysics in a little bit.
What about you, Zay? What did you think about Cam Bada listening in?
So my first time hearing him was a good solid listen was on that COVID track,
the
2020. Yeah. That track was the first time I actually got a good listen of who this guy was.
COVID 24.
That was a good demonstration of what he can do and his lyrical abilities, because he was able to constantly build off of a phrase in so many creative ways, and they were like very loosely like rhyming, but they still rhymed, which I thought was incredible because usually slanted rhymes, you know, they're more closely to the rhyme. He like really slants it.
Oh yeah. He'll bend.
Really slants it.
He'll bend it.
It's still, it just has a ring of rhyme to it, which I like because he's really pushing the needle on that, which is way more beyond what I've heard somebody be able to do constantly, building upon 10 it.
Fucking minutes. He's doing the wanted.
Right. Oh, come on, man.
He's doing wanted bends.
Bending words like bullets.
He's really bending the spoon. And so
words.
I thought that was just incredible. Also, the fact that he really encapsulated the period of time and from the beat to his lyrics, he brought to you the sound of how COVID. It felt, which was like, you know, that, how do you do that? Like he did that. So, from that and coming into this album, I have, that now understanding of what he can do, with this album. I thought, you know, it was really deep, going in, talking about, you know, his kind of his own demons and working through that. So that's why I think in the first half of this, you get like a darker feeling. But then he brings a resolution to that in the other half of this album where you feel kind of like a rebirth or a resurrection. So I thought that was dope. Just so much, not only wordplay, but symbolism.
Yes. Symbolism's
metaphors.
The word.
I mean, there's punchlines, there's funny things in here. There's personal things. There's things that like he's tapped into that other rappers couldn't even come close to tapping into, which he's tapped into. I like the fact that we have an MC who wasn't afraid to go there.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that there is an MC out there who is willing to go there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he is that dude.
I think the track listing, like you said, starting dark and ending in the light, you know, that is the lunar, which is the moon to solar, right? And the lunar solar duality is the moon and the sun going back and forth, the light, the dark, the good, the bad, and the person.
Yeah.
So I had the pleasure to actually talk to him about this album. And one of the biggest takeaways he had tried to give me was every song on this album has two versions. There's a light version and a dark version. So if you listen to it, every lyric is there's a light context, and then if you listen to it all over again with a dark context, there's a dark layer too.
See, that's, and see, I that was stuff like that.
So solar ends lunar up being two duality, because yeah. the duality of both sides are that's in crazy. The same spot. So I was like, see, and I'm knew, on the phone like this.
Yeah, I knew I what? Was missing something, and like, you know, that's probably just one thing I'm missing. But
that's great to yeah. me that the, you know, I say a great experience overall is an experience you have to try again. Right. You know, like, oh, that movie was so good, I have to watch it again, right? Like yeah. Tenet, I can't watch Tenet one time and walk away. Yeah. And Cambada's like, Tenet is like, oh shit, halfway through the album, I don't know what to do, right? I'm about to just start the movie over, right? Yeah. So yeah, I just feel like Cambada is like the Christopher Nolan of that shit, like that yeah. just dense writing style and trying to, you know, piece together these puzzles in music form.
You know, I don't know if this is for the Walmart listener though.
Nah, because, definitely not.
Because I was doing a, because I like to do like a casual listen through first with where I'm not thinking too hard on it, just listen through it. And you know, at first my first takeaway was, oh man, this is kind of sacrilegious. Like it's kind of blasphemous. Yeah. But then as you listen to it with intent and what is he really talking about, you see the reasonings on why and what he's dealing with and dark places yeah. he's having to go through, you're kind of understanding, and even the symbology, you're yeah. understanding, you know, he's had a little bit of Christianity in his past, like in Islam, and he's using some things as symbology for like a death and a rebirth kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of start understanding that, or, you know, he might relate his life to being like Christ, because at the age of 33, you know, that's where Christ is crucified and stuff. And he's relating up to his experience up to 33. Like there's different things on what he's trying to relate to mm-hmm. where you just start to see it a little different, I guess.
That's exactly,
you
know, what it is.
And so I feel like if you're listening to this album, I feel like you are going to have to do some homework as far as like really trying to understand and really listen to what he's talking about to really start to understand and have an open mind to it. You know?
Yeah. The Walmart listener might have a little fun with like the rhymes.
Yeah. Oh
that's
yeah.
That's about it. Like,
yeah. they'd be like, oh, like LSD, the like LSD, for example. Yeah, right.
That one's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. The ended up going off track. What I was thinking about.
Oh. My bad.
Walmart listener, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Also, just how the density of his lyrics can, you know, for yeah. somebody just sitting there and just trying a bunch just, of words passing through your head, you know?
Because even like my friends, Hector and Jaime, they at first even too were like, you know, weren't feeling it yet.
So
he is one, it's the type of album where I feel like each time you listen back to it, you start to appreciate it more, I think, you know?
It's the idea that you got to really fucking dig in.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. That's why we do it.
Yeah.
Because we're lyricists and people that really, really love hip hop. I think a lot of people that love the battle scene will actually do the homework.
Yeah.
So with Cam, it's like, you know, just read the fucking words and you're going to get something out of it.
Right.
But I really do feel like, you know, it's his self journey of discovering the God in himself. Right. Yeah. So he's just going to keep, you know, battling with if am I good? Am I bad? Which, you know, version of Cam are we getting? He's going to say I'm both at the same time. So, you know, knowing all that, every song you can really you could look at him any way you want to. You could look at him bad. You could look at him good, or you could look at him right down the middle. So some MF Doom shit, man. Right. MF Doom shit. And, excuse me. And another note, I just feel like Cam really made this point. He was like, he just wanted this to be one of the best written rap projects ever. So,
we'll let the audience, you know, decide and take a gander at this. But I mean, lyrically, this is some of the, you know, some of the craziest, dopest stuff I've heard. So it's definitely in that high tier end.
Yeah. It's different, man. It's different, man.
You know, what's funny is I saw an interview with him on, I think he was on Sway, and it was like, I think one of probably his early interviews because Sway, like,
he's the dopest rapper.
Yeah. Cause Sway was like giving him like a little, I guess trouble for that. He's like, oh, you're the dopest MC, huh?
Yeah,
I don't know. We got Eminem's poster right here, but you're the dopest MC. Like he was putting a lot of pressure on him, you know, a lot of pressure on him. But it's kind of funny. Like when you see an artist who is this like elite or supreme that like, you know, the early years where it's like, they haven't proven themselves quite yet. And so it's kind of interesting to see, you know, a rapper like this who kind of comes into that first.
But don't forget to mention at the end of that verse though.
Oh yeah.
Sway gave him some love.
Oh,
You got some bars. Yeah. You got some bars or whatever. Right.
True.
So Cam, to, you know, as much as we want to talk about how lyrical and how talented he is, I think it's just best to dive into the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually got back on track of what I wanted to say, but in the, another addition to the, actually understanding what Cambada is trying to translate to these tracks, you also have to be, this is in compliment to the fact that this isn't for the Walmart listener.
Yeah.
You also have to be really well versed into what he's talking about already.
Yeah.
So there's already an education level minimum. I'm thinking like, and this is no exaggeration. This is at least 1 year of college, community college.
Something.
This this isn't high school crap. This isn't middle school crap. This is
a bit of theology in there.
Yeah. Dude, this is
some theology. Know some about.
And in Biss's case, there's a generalization to his lyricism to where the above average listener can actually tune in and be like, oh damn, that's dope. Like, damn, Biss is nice. Cambada's, it's a little layered before you get to the understanding of like, damn, Cambada's really,
it's a,
really
it's
good.
It's a very rich cake.
Right. Yeah.
It's a very rich cake.
But right. onto the tracks that we chose.
I think it's unique to the fact that he went to that metaphysical, spiritual layer of hip hop. Like, that's pretty crazy.
Right. But he's like, no disrespect, but this shit makes sense to me. He is like the best current edition of the lyrical miracle rapper, right? Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, because lyrical miracle to some people's context is bad,
right.
But what I mean by the amount of like dense fucking ideas that he's putting into these like basic paragraphs, nigga, like it's incredible. It's just incredible. So let's just start off with Bones of Osiris. I mean, just right off the rip, right? I mean, man, Blood Moon's a great start though, I ain't gonna lie. Blood Moon's a beautiful start to the album, but we, you know how we do, guys. We knocking out three because y'all ain't going to stay for the whole album. So yeah, the first track, Blood Moon's really fucking amazing. Just sets the tone. It's really dark and brooding. It's like coming out of darkness and then we, you know, we get here. But anyway, Bones of Osiris, I just love, you know, I even get the idea of Bones of Osiris being underground. So we're already starting from below and we're moving up because by the end of the album will be the Wings of Icarus, right? So Bones of Osiris, I just love the pattern, bro. The rhyme scheme. He's doing a six-syllable rhyme the whole fucking way through. Or not even the whole verse, but still longer than you would expect him to go.
Yeah.
Solar power airplane following the day. Wait. Solar powered airplane following the daylight. Never have to say night. Never have to see dark. Hoping I can stay bright. Never ending theme park. Wait, so look, stay bright, never ending theme park. The life, like being alive, life itself is the theme park. The light inside of you cannot go out, so it's a never ending ride.
And we want to keep in mind, because this track is dealing with Osiris, who was the ancient Egypt god of like, I guess I would say like daylight, I guess.
Yeah, he's like Osiris is the big daddy, right? Yeah. So he's like the king of the dead realm.
Yes.
Right. And that sounds bad, but that's just a metaphor for God.
I thought there was a different God that was the king of the dead realm. And Osiris was
Anubis.
Life.
Anubis was he gets you through
Osiris
the gates.
Was, I believe, life, right? And then
I thought it was death.
And then
that's why he's depicted as green, like a zombie.
And then death like killed Osiris or something like that.
No, Set killed Osiris.
Set, there you go. That's Set killed Osiris.
Set, okay. And Set is Set his evil brother.
So Set was the Osiris. Evil brother, and Osiris, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Osiris, I think, represents some sort of like,
he's the father.
Yeah. Sun or light or something like that.
Well, no, because the mother would represent. So there's Osiris and there's Isis, right? Mm. So Osiris.
We already right, school right. ancient.
Dude, right. Look how much you got to like, you got to know some shit like this. Yeah. So there's so many different versions of ancient studies. There's so many corners of it. So the idea is simple. I'll keep it simple. Yeah. Osiris is the daddy. He's always going to be the father. He's going to be symbolized as the father every time, right? Isis or Aset is always identified as the mother, right? Horus is always going to be identified as the child.
Yeah, you're right. The Set Egyptian is going to be identified Lord of the underworld. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and then the underworld basically is like just the father of the undead. Everybody thinks dark stuff like Hades and scary stuff, mm-hmm. but really God runs through, or God deliberates dead people. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's just how it is. So in ancient Egypt, they just had so many corners of this. So Osiris, Bones of Osiris, the idea is the bones of my father, right? Or at least digging bones from underground.
Yeah, uncovering
something deep within them, right? So anyway, solar-powered airplane already is a concept that we got to like dive into. A solar-powered airplane, he's talking about himself, right? Isn't
like
he
yourself,
the solar?
Yourself.
He's propelled by the sun itself, you know?
Yeah.
So solar-powered airplane, following the daylight, never have to say night.
You're like self-dependent, in other words, sort of. I get the feel of that.
Moving on your own.
Yes. So solar-powered airplane, following the daylight, never have to say night. Because if he's following the daylight, he's on pursuit of what he's looking at it, right? Never have to say night, never have to see dark because he's already the light. He's the solar powered airplane. He's the light. Hoping I can stay bright, never ending theme park. Noah got the winged arc floating like a free hawk. So he's doing Noah's arc, but he's giving his, like his conspiracy that Noah's arc was a spaceship.
Yeah. There's always that alleged that Noah's arc was the beginning, was the actual spacecraft that actually came here to give life
to populate the
Earth.
I thought he was just adding on some cool wings.
Yeah, there's always been a theory to that. It's always that the ancient astronaut theorist suggests,
and that's what makes this shit funny. Because it's like, right, me and Mark, we love this kind of shit. But if you don't even care about it, then it just sounds like random bars, right? Yeah. So Noah got the winged arc. Still, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six syllable rhyme, six syllable pattern, right? Floating like a free hawk, motion to the epoch, quoting out the Enoch. So what's that? The hidden scriptures.
That's the book. The book of Enoch was the one of the. It was basically the one of the books that didn't make the cut of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about also the flood and Noah, I believe in that as well.
It's connected to the Bible.
And also talking about the Nephilims and the demons having sex with the humans and stuff like that.
Right, well, so motion to the epoch. Yeah. So the epoch quote, quoting out the Enoch. I thought it was just him quoting like you said, hidden scripture. Social with the griots. Griots are like the teachers or the storytellers. Yoga at the tea shop. So the griots would probably be at the tea shop, you know, him meditating with them. Older than the Pequots, which would be what? The Native Americans?
Yeah, Native Americans. Man. Yeah, Pequots. And Connecticut.
Yeah, so soldier
with knowledge about that.
We just got to get a bunch of teams together. Like, we got to get people together for this kind of shit. Older than the Pequots,
like soldier the
with soldier was soldier the Ewoks. So easy, like yeah, easy kill,
Ewoks.
Right?
Small soldiers,
easy kill, right? Beast, like a little beast, little demon
Vulcan
looking.
Vulcan from Star Trek,
the Vulcan death. Well, the Vulcan death grip,
Vulcan grip at your weak spot. Ooh, open up the key locks, Kobe with the three shot.
Kobe,
wait. So open up the key locks, like in the key, right? Like basketball. Mm-hmm. So open up the key locks, but also the key locks is with the Vulcan attack.
I just like this line, postering a Divock.
Right. Kobe with the three shot, postering a Divock. Like dunking on Vlade.
Vlade Divock.
You guys know the correlation between Kobe and Vlade Divock, correct?
The trade, right? The great heist of trades.
Oh, shit.
They traded Vlade for Kobe,
For the rights for Kobe, basically. Oh, the kid, the pick.
So Kobe with the three shot, poster in a Divock, holster when I need Glock, bolt him when I see cops. If I'm the animal who's standing over me in green socks. All right, so the green socks is in relation to Osiris. Osiris's skin is depicted green. Most contexts of like characters being depicted in cinema and in the ancients, if they're green, purple, or blue, they're representative of the African-American people or the Native Americans. So, yeah, all that will connect in some kind of weird way.
And knowing that he's dead, he's hopefully I meet Pot.
Hopefully I meet Pot, right? Free not. Everybody got to pay to live. Laws were created by some racist pigs. So we go into another angle now, right? You could never own a planet, but he made it his. He's talking about people that took over the world. Then he stripped the languages from my native lips. So he's talking about... slavery,
English,
right?
Yeah.
And we're rapping in English.
That's crazy.
Rap was started in English, and that shit is like crazy when you piece it together, man. Right. Yeah. But yeah,
British are like, huh? Trying to catch up.
But I guess it's just the way it is. If you make a man hungry, he take greater risks.
Yep.
So I thought that he was talking on the play of the plight of the black man. We find the God within ourselves after we struggle, right? It's like some Super Saiyan Goku type shit, right? On the verge of death, we become stronger, right? All right, so I would break into your crib just to raid your fridge. Dude,
the best way to just like greater risk, you never think about like you could go even with Daedalus. You can go with like, you could still keep it on this like
intellectual,
you know,
side.
Intellectual tip. Nah, I will break into your crib just to raid your fridge.
If I bear hug a bear, I could break his ribs.
I could never be a slave to this, even though we on the plantation where Satan lives.
Come on, man.
Massa is gonna
be. He don't
be the
even
devil.
Got no clothes in his closet, just fabric, a sewing machine. And the phone rings. Now, look, he don't even got no clothes in his closet, just fabric, a sewing machine, and a little Asian kid. So it's like, what the fuck? So he has his own sweatshop. He has the Asian kid. I don't know why it's an Asian kid, but I thought it was a sweatshop play.
Yeah,
so he's, I don't have any clothes, but I have somebody to make them for me, right?
Yeah. So talking about the slave mentality, but then.
And then how America, though. He's talking about America.
Yeah.
And how America treats the people, right?
Kind of like an Aesop Rock thing.
Yes.
And in the context, too, of I like also if we're talking about the plantation line, too, is that even though we're on the plantation where Satan lives, the plantation's going to be owned by a white man.
Yes.
He is the white devil.
Yes.
So, you know, the common connotation for the white man.
It's all connected. I think one of the things I want you, like all y'all to get to when you like piece this music together, right? A lot of cats will like their information will be about 2 to 4 bars long, right? So it's like, you know, he'll talk about some for a couplet and then move on to the next subject, or four right. bars and goes to the next subject. Sometimes I'll read through a Cambada verse and go, damn, everything's connected. All of these thoughts that he just said were connected in some kind of way. So I thought the song was just him starting. You know how he starts low, right? Then at the end of it, he's yelling, right? So I thought it was like him coming out of a state of death or something. I don't know. Or something like him coming out of a state of stagnation, like right. being stuck. And then I'm bad to the bone, bad to the motherfucking bone. I never had a dad in my home. I got everything I have on my own. So I thought that was another play on Osiris. Yeah. Like, you know, he made himself essentially. Right. Mm. Or he's the son of, Tefnut. Wait, is it Newt and, I forgot who his parents are, but Osiris has parents. Or is his dad, Osiris's parents. He has a father, Amun. His father is Amun. Amun-Ra.
Amun. The oldest child of Geb.
Geb and Nut. Geb and Nut.
And Nut. Or Nut.
Yeah, Geb and Nut. Those were his parents. And then I think their parents.
Okay.
wait, hold on. But it's important though. their father is Amun, like Amen.
Oh, so got
that's
it,
what
got it, got
that's
it.
Where we got Amen from Amun's name. So yeah, there we go.
See,
so,
this is like
all these connections.
You download Cambada's album. It's probably like 4 terabytes.
Four terabytes.
Education, audio.
If you can download the same information that Cambada put into the record, you would have a whole new universe of ideas.
But the message is really simple and clear here. It's, you know, about him doing his thing on his own, like doing his own terms, mm-hmm. like, you know, taking ownership of, you know, who he is going to be.
It's death and life, dude. Yeah. It's death and life. Yeah. And just like even persisting through all these issues.
Exactly. Cause you also get that layer to it as well. The death and life thing. Once
and it makes you stronger because he even mentions that too, of like breaking your crib just to raid the fridge cause he's hungry.
Yeah.
The hugging of the bear, he'll break his ribs of how strong he ended up getting after all of that.
Exactly.
And then all with this whole scheme of like, Noah got with the wicked ark, floating like the rigged hawk, motion to speak epoch, quoting out of the Enoch. Nah. Like it's all quoting out the Enoch. Within that same, you know, frame.
Yeah, he's got it down, man. So the second verse, man. All right, he goes back into the Christ bars again. So shepherd of the lambs and they all Guinea. I don't know what Guinea is.
I got it right here. I just had it. So Guinea is going to be, by definition, it's a measure of the degree or variation of inequality.
It's the leadership structure,
like there's an actual leader, followers, and it's definitive. There's the definitive inequality. Because without the sheep, they just run amok.
Got you. So shepherd of the lands and they all genie, attached to the body bottle like a lost genie. But also, okay, so he's a drunkard, right? But also the depiction of Christ, he's supposed to look rough, right? The depiction of Christ is like he's supposed to look like the common man. So shepherd of the lambs and they all genie attached to the bottle like a lost genie. So, of course, he's drunk. He looks like one of us. Fly like a seagull in a beanie. I could feel it in the air like Lier. Yeah. Wait, I could feel it in the air like Lier as I soared freely. Who's Lier?
That's the plane. I think plane.
Like an airline, a Lear? Like airline? A Lear jet?
Oh, fill it in the air like a Lear as I soar freely. Okay, got you. Can the Lord see me? But okay, so he's in the air. Of course, we're still doing the Christ thing. So he mentioned being in the air. Fly like a seagull in a beanie. I can feel it in the air as a Lear soar freely. Can the Lord see me?
Like
if my eyes
right
are
here.
Windshields to my soul, my song's a long squeegee.
I like that
so
line.
If you, you know,
line.
If your third eye's blocked, he's like cleaning it up.
Dude, beyond 3D, psychic went blind trying to
palm read me.
That one's Paul. Sick. Where's it at? Yeah, there we go.
No, it would have blew the scouter, bro.
Yeah, like, it would have just.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's check his power level. I'm trying to do Raccoon's voice. Let's check his power level.
That's just sick. Psychic went blind trying to palm
read me. That's so sick.
He'll jack you in public. You won't pee. You all pee wee, right? Mm. Jack you in public, you won't pee-wee. I think he said you won't pee-wee, but anyway. Jack you in public, you won't pee-wee. Like Pee-wee Herman jacking off in the theater, but also robbing you in public make you like a scared little skinny guy. I'm an addict, but I'm functional. A habit's only bad if you ain't punctual. Only in the midst of chaos am I comfortable.
That line right there, I want to pause because that line is pretty deep. Like he's claiming that it's not a bad habit if you ain't
punctual, if you're not on time. Yeah, so like, time, you know, so if you're like,
it's not really messing that, you up.
That's the right. thing that's going to get you schedule, caught up.
But if once it starts messing you up, you'll know once you start falling off on certain things.
I got you. I thought it was like, right. Him being an addict, but he's on schedule means he looks normal. Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. Just that. Complimenting the fact that, hey, look, I'm a functioning, like it's just a fully functioning alcoholic. Right. You still drink all day. They'll still show up on time. But it's like, you won't even find out about this because a habit's only bad if you ain't punctual.
Like think of Michael Jordan, right? Like he's crazy, like after hours, like from beyond basketball. Yeah. But then he'd be on the court right there balling up everybody. Yep. Like, you know, so
same thing with Flair, man. Ric Flair used to drink them all under the table. He'd be there 4 a.m. in the gym.
Handling business.
Woo!
Only in the midst of chaos am I comfortable. Religion works because human beings are gullible. So wait, in the midst of chaos am I comfortable? I just thought him being a chaos being. A chaos being is a being before we even got started with the Big Bang, right? Mm-hmm. So they have theories past the Big Bang now. Human beings are gullible. Talking business, have a brunch with you. Talking metaphysics, smoke a blunt with you. All the talking to some women, I'm a fuck a few.
When you talk to somebody.
But if you talk about my mama, then I'm snuffing you.
Don't talk about my mom's, yo.
Don't talk about my mom's, yo. I hear the beat and I just mumble through. I'm mumbling now.
I'm just eloquent as Huxtables.
I'm just as eloquent as Huxtables.
I'm mumbling. But look, his mumbles are so eloquent, they're words.
Right. Even my mumbles, because you know, we make fun of mumble rap, so even my mumbles are like Huxtables.
No, I'm saying I hear the beat and I just mumble through. I'm mumbling now.
This is definitely stuff you can appreciate too. Yeah. It's just like, then the next line, if you're not as smart as me, I'm dumb to you. So just ignorant men. You know, my favorite color is the number W.
I'll never call him. What is that though? What is the?
You know,
favorite
I thought he was just spinning all theories at once, like some pan theory, some shit where he just like put all everything in one. Because I think he said numbers in a grand number theorem. He said numbers are just letters designed to show us colors, right? So I thought that's what he was saying with this. Interesting. So my favorite color is the number W, whatever that means to anybody, right? Yeah, it's 5 points.
I'll never call another man a boss. Rocks are only hard because your hands are soft.
Oh, yeah. Rocks are only hard because your hands are soft. Never had a father or a Santa Claus. If I see a reindeer, I'll rip his handlers off.
It sounds like cannabis,
that's,
man.
That's a battle rap line.
That's
right there.
The only time you ever get back down to level ground with him. Yeah. Is these last four bars.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's killing fantasy animals.
I think it's a good thing. I think it's like if a general fan ends up wanting to get into Cambada more, they're forced by hand to get a little more educated into the verses. And what does that constitute? That constitutes them
going deeper.
Going deeper.
Well, the initial thing, man, I remember when we were all like starting to rap, I know that rhyme patterns just were so interesting that we would listen over and over till we actually heard the words.
Yeah.
I feel like Cambada is going to get some people that way where they just, man, he just, what did he rhyme for like the first maybe 15 bars or, you know, I don't know how, you know,
it really is
the first eight bars. I think
it really is the evolution of rap, because at this point we've had so many MCs come in here and do it. Right. And you have to be able to bring something new to the table, which this is what Cambada is doing. He's bringing something new to your ears to
your soul.
Yeah. Like, so I'm hearing a lot of different things I've never heard before. So that's what I'm getting new.
Let's get into Michael Jackson then. That's our next one. Honorable mention of grand number theorem, but I just know we will struggle trying to read through that shit. Y'all will get mad. There's just so many connections. I don't have enough numerology facts to help y'all with. And that's a very dense song. One of the most dense lyrical songs.
33 was another one that we liked as well.
Yeah, excellent rhyme scheme to that, where showing, it's just progressed in numbers as his age.
The beat is real unique too, man. I was like the beat is kind of crazy. The snare work on that shit is ridiculous.
And so he goes through each year of his age and, you know, the struggles in his life, not having the father figure.
Sorry. Go ahead. So Cambada's not rapping about himself, but he technically, I can't even, on the phone, he said he was rapping about his cousin. Right.
Interesting.
And but the other side of the song is he's actually still rapping about himself. I was like, okay. And I was like, well, are you rapping about Nipsey at all? And he's like, no. But I was like, well, okay, Nipsey died when he was 33. He's like, well, that's the only connection, you know? So, but with that though, it's like he's walking in the steps of Christ.
Yeah. Cause Christ died at 33. Right. You know, at the cross and stuff like that. So it's like,
but the journey of his cousin is, I think the song hits so hard because the journey of his cousin is a very common story. You know, he just was in that life. And then right when he finally figured some shit out about himself and he was going to change and do something better, he dies.
Yeah. Cause at each age point is when that thing that he's mentioning, or event that's taking place, mm-hmm. is actually right around about the time you would figure it would take place. It was a weird thing.
Oh, wait, one bar, he said his left-hand man set him up, right? So,
yeah. Oh, instead of being the right-hand man?
Yeah, so his left-hand man set him up, got him killed by the
like
cops.
Yeah, kind of like a Judas kind of thing.
Yeah, you know? And then I thought the left hand and the Set, because Set, like the Osiris Set thing.
Yeah.
So Osiris is Mufasa, then Set is Scar. That's basically it. So just the left hand, right hand.
There was
situation.
What I liked about that track and the following track after that is that there was a sort of death and rebirth as well, which I thought was kind of cool because it then goes into more of like just a rebirth of sorts, mm-hmm. in that next track, and I thought that was also pretty sick.
Bigger Price is the song. I have to say it.
There's even
the unknown track.
I gotta say it. I'm sorry.
Dude, it's crazy because even all the major religions, even if you go down to Norse mythology, peace to Ragnarok for educating me on this, but Fati and the other wolf control night and day. Mm-hmm. One pulls night and then the other one pulls, they just keep chasing the sun and the moon around. And what is it? The moment that they stop chasing is when Ragnarok starts or something like that. But even you have Helios who rides the chariot with the sun behind it, and mm-hmm. he just maneuvers the sun around.
Oh, shit. Does that connect to solar power airplane? Sorry, I just... The Helios
probably,
thing.
Probably. Yeah, probably Helios probably did that.
Yeah, I just thought back about that. To,
Helios is driving
back to Mark's line. When we're talking about Aesop Rocky, you're like, it probably does or something
right,
like
right.
that.
Right, right. Oh, that's what's funny. It's like, it's so lyrical.
Call him back again. Yeah. Call him back. Like, oh, yes, it certainly was.
Scale of Anubis was dope. New Miracle was dope. All these songs are fucking dope, man. New Miracle is just funny, a really good vibe, man.
Half of these songs you can actually say Indiana Jones and the, and then you can just put the Scale of Anubis and the Bones of Osiris
and the Nikola Tesla. So
and he drops a Indiana Jones reference. As well.
Oh, yeah. 24 Hours is dope. 24 Hours is a beautiful vibe. Love it. Day and Night. More duality.
You definitely feel this. You feel this dip into a dark place once you go into Son of Horus and Fall of Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Like, you definitely feel that.
Fall of Phoenix was really, man, that was hard hitting. The beat on that shit is flavor.
Yeah.
Really
so
good beat.
I think when you listen to this, you know, for me, I'm taking it like a journey. So I'm listening to this on like a journey. And I feel like you're going to get a resolution, you know, by the end of this album.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of albums are like that, which I think are cool. And sometimes we just listen to a track for what it is. But when you take a whole album, you know, sometimes it's meant to be a journey. And sometimes I guess
they're lighthearted, you know?
Yeah. And so that's how I took it.
Oh, Nikola Tesla also was a fantastic track, but we didn't put it in the top three because, and Grand Number Theorem, we just couldn't put them in because
We had the Tesla one. I think we just took out the LSD.
No, I thought we did Michael Jackson and
we took LSD. Out LSD.
Oh, we took out LSD and replaced it with. Oh, we did do Nikola Tesla. My bad. Well, then we'll start with Michael Jackson and we'll jump to Nikola Tesla. Why not?
All right.
I gotta read the lyrics. Right. But so Michael Jackson, if you guys don't know, I actually did a breakdown on this one. It's a 2-part video on this one. I did the first half on camera and the other half off camera, which is awesome. It was just perfect duality. But anyway.
And this is really quick. This is one of the things I love about Kambada is that he is the perfect guy for the job to do a song like this for Michael Jackson. You know, the one I was telling you about when I first listened to him was that COVID track. The way he encapsulated that, he's doing that here with Michael Jackson. Like he's capturing so much of Michael Jackson, which is dope. The duality of it is sick.
It's incredible. Well, if I can real quick, also because the reason I ended up talking to Kambada is because I was doing the breakdown on this song. Yeah. So I just was telling, he essentially set me up. He was like, I'm not going to say anything to you. Just tell me what you think. Give me your interpretation. And I just did the whole breakdown on the phone.
Yeah.
And he was like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So after that though, he was like, okay, something I want you to know is just, there's two sides to this song. There's a light side and a dark side, of course. So there's the light Michael Jackson and the dark Michael Jackson. He has found a way to compare not only the human Michael Jackson, but he has found connections to Archangel Michael. So he's talking about not only Michael Jackson, he's talking about Archangel Michael, all in this song. So many layers squeezed into this. And just to keep it quick, he said, you know, the rhyming Michael Jackson's name was like a key. The more he stayed in the frequency of rhyming Michael Jackson, more information about Michael Jackson would pop up in the form of a rhyming phrase that matched with his name. So he was like, everything I was thinking about just started to be about Michael Jackson. What kind of actions, what might've happened, you know, and he just started thinking about it and he basically channeled this really interesting story.
That brings up another good point that, I was listening to, Lupe while I was editing some videos and you know how he does that class or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was listening on that class and he was talking about, he's having the class do an acronym for rap. He's like, tell me what you think rap would stand for, but break it down in an acronym. Mm-hmm. And he shared what his breakdown was. I can't remember exactly, but I do remember one specific word he used for P, which was patterns. Mm. And when you rap, and this is what I took away from it, you find rhythmic patterns in everything. Mm. So when you rap, it's kind of like everything in your life, you start recognizing the patterns and you put it down into a track.
Exactly.
This is what Kambada does.
That's exactly what he did.
Brilliantly.
Exactly that.
Brilliantly. Exactly. And I love
maybe
that.
The idea was, since he's constantly rhyming with the name Michael Jackson, that he's really kind of bringing in the energy of Michael Jackson, which is interesting to think about. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're in Bible study and you're studying the Bible, you're going to bring in, you know, Christ energy. Yeah. So I feel like he took it so far, you know, he probably was on LSD, who knows? You know, I'm not being funny, man. No, he was probably on LSD, seriously. And he found some breakthrough with Michael and then this song came to be. So
crazy.
One of my favorite things about this song is just, the pattern carries through and there are two layers to everything he says. And I'm like, I don't have to, I think three actually, but this shit is dense. So my name is Michael Jackson. Perfect mix of white and black skin. Nose carved by the finest craftsman, right? So the finest craftsman is who? The surgeon? Right.
That's what you were thinking.
All right. That's the human version. But who's the finest craftsman for the angel Michael? Right. God. Okay. God is the finest craftsman. Mm. So his nose being the knowledge. So his nose was carved by the finest craftsman.
I was going to say, I don't know if they were the finest craftsmen, the way his nose was. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up. Moonwalk across ice and aspen, modern Christ of Nazareth. So moonwalk across water, right? The ice and it's just ice and aspen. He's walking on water. So moonwalked across ice and aspen, modern Christ of Nazareth. So some people said that Michael Jackson depicted Christ, a modern day version of him. Why? Because we flocked to him. We passed out when we got next to him. He did miracles for people, right? So moonwalk across ice and aspen, modern Christ of Nazareth.
It's kind of like how people say like MJ was kind of like God playing black Jesus, what they call it.
Exactly. You know? Like, so that's like kind of this pairing he did. Mm-hmm. So one is his theory, I believe, is Archangel Michael is Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's trying to put it in the same spot. So modern Christ of Nazareth, which would be Archangel Michael, is the closest thing, like ability wise, to Jesus Christ. Right. He as God's best angel, God gave him the best tools. Right. So, of course, he has all the tools. So, as we keep going beyond anything the mind imagined, I look like Michael Jackson. Gold or shoulder pads on shiny jackets. Right. So that's that's the Remember the Time video. So golden shoulder pads on shiny jackets, diamond brightly blinding with the lights are flashing, right? So he's talking about his watch, but the Remember the Time video, right? So the brightling is the time reference. So golden shoulder pads on shiny jackets, diamond brightly blinding when the lights are flashing, wild fashion matching, back when Remember the Time was platinum. So he's talking about the Remember the Time video.
No.
And then Remember the Time was platinum, he's making reference to ancient Egypt when the time was perfect, the best time that we've been alive, right? Remember the Time was platinum, like Aladdin when his wife is Jasmine, right? So that means the perfect bonding of a street rat, right? And the princess coming together. A street rat and a princess. Exactly.
Time period, you know?
Exactly. And then, and then Aladdin was actually out around the time this music video came out. So Aladdin dropped the same year that the Remember the Time video came out. So like, again, everything's connected. Are these bones in my face or some type of plastic, right? Talking about the surgery.
Right.
But also, if you reference the angel, is he a real human or is he fake? I named my son Blank because when he was born, that's what he was tightly wrapped in. Stories never ending, like I feel like Sebastian, right? So it's the never ending story, Sebastian.
Dope reference.
And I thought, you know, the reference to him being red, right? Right? Like Kambada's rapping to us, right? He's reading to us,
right?
But we're reading his lyrics, trying to decipher him.
Yeah, and who's watching us?
Right, exactly.
You know, it's like a never-ending loop.
But then, from the perspective of Michael Jackson, he's also talking about him. He's talking about Michael Jackson.
Right.
So, the man's body that a child's trapped in instead of playing its most likely practice, right? So we know Michael Jackson didn't get to be a kid.
Tortured life in a way. Yeah.
Joseph hit me with a violent thrashing, work us like we addicts, spirit stifle, stagnant. Daddy, I ain't faggot, right? So right. He, you know, he really broke him down.
You can imagine that.
I give a kid a hug. People think I'm trying to grab him, right? With the pedophilia thing. Mm-hmm. Call it pedophile's actions, but I'm just Michael Jackson. Man, can you imagine like... Can your mind imagine the kind of magic? Anyway, so asexual, inside retracted, suppressed libido shifts the high mind synaptics, right? So Michael Jackson, listen, Michael Jackson's asexual, right? How have we ever heard of Michael smashing? Like, have we ever seen him smash anybody?
I mean, there was the King's daughter?
Elvis Presley. Oh, yeah. They kiss on stage. That's it. Yeah. Don't count, man. But look, asexual. That's an angel, right? So asexual. But
we don't know how it was seminated. Maybe it was, you know, like
you never know. Yeah. You know, I'm not just, you know, recording Mike smashing, dude. Yeah. But asexual is again related to the angel. Angels are asexual. So asexual, inside retracted, right? So he's stuck inside himself. Suppressed libido shifts the high mind synapses. So if he's not having sex, right, then he goes into his imagination. Like Michael Jackson, right. He's not having sex. So he's not having sex. He's not living like a normal kid. So what does he do? He gets stuck in his imagination. High mind synaptics, right?
Right.
Space time collapses, spinning like a cyclone, twisting like a spiral, traveling till I'm not spinning, like a dreidel to a righteous Catholic. So he's saying he's going crazy, right? Over religion, right? So. Y'all quiet as fuck. It's funny as hell. Y'all like, y'all looking at the lyrics like, where are these things at? All right. So space time collapses, spinning like a cyclone, twisting like a spiral, traveling. Right. So he's talking about himself. Right. But on the deeper end, what is a spiral? Right. What is a spiral?
Yeah.
He's referencing spirals. Lupe did that too with fucking Mural. He just kept doing references to spirals all the way through till I'm not spinning like a dreidel to a righteous Catholic. So him not spinning is like him not going crazy anymore. But also him not spinning, meaning you're not playing Michael Jackson's music anymore.
Yeah. Got it. And I'm thinking about Michael Jackson's even his spin. He does that twirl a lot.
Exactly. All right. So like a dreidel to a righteous Catholic, Jehovah's Witness on the night of Sabbath, I'm a magnet to a divine attraction. Right. So once again, we're talking about Michael Jackson when he went Jehovah's Witness. So like a dreidel to a righteous Catholic, Jehovah's Witness on the night of Sabbath, I'm a magnet to divine attraction, expressing rhythm with a primal passion. So like, you know, primal passion is like with the same love as your ancestors, right? Yep. Dancing in the silent blackness, stepping in formation with the tribal patterns. All right. So that's another reference to one of Mike's videos, right? Dance stepping in formation with the tribal patterns is also in reference to African dancers and tribes and communities. Right. Yep. So he's just talking about it all.
And Kambada had a lot of praise for like, you know, that Native Americans in general.
Yeah.
And he talked about, you know, this phenomena of like, you know, today's hippies and stuff like that. And it's like, they've kind of taken their culture in a way by like doing things and trying to be free spirited and all that. But really that was like a Native American thing. Mm. So he just talks about high respects for that too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I follow shadow sundials casting. I think I'm Michael Jackson, right? So following shadows, the sundials casting. I forgot that was in reference to chasing the sun or chasing himself. The one that MK Ultra spiked with acid, the night of homicidal passage, right? So they're saying when they killed him, that he's trying to give his theory of how he died. All right, so
really is theories about that.
Yeah, yeah. MK Ultra,
the doctor.
The doctor got him killed some kind of way.
Wasn't he legally accused of that too?
Yes, he was. But
he was tried for it, but they didn't. It was a matter of the doctor. No,
he
saying
did time. He did time.
It was a matter of the doctor, like on the command of Michael to do it, allegedly.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. I'm not here to delve into the judicial portion of it, but it was said his defense was that he was, at the behest of Michael to say, yeah, I want more propofol. So hook it up.
Hook up your boy.
But it's like, it's a good connection between MK Ultra because that was supposed to be like the serum to give to soldiers.
Right.
And then spiked with acid. I thought it doesn't matter what acid is. I just think they spiked him with a new drug or something. That's what I thought.
You know,
it's
crazy though. Like Kanye's whole episode, you know, kind of talks about this, like what they were giving him was putting him into that state, which is weird, you know,
like the sunken place. Yeah.
That's what I've heard. Strange.
So, but that's strange, it's deep to think about that. He died, you know, under the care of a doctor. So, and then he called it a homicidal passage, meaning he thinks it was a murder, right? He thinks it was a homicide.
Because of, you know, his interactions with Sony at the time, he was more of a free man, kind of buying his own.
Oh, yeah, because he had a grip on the catalogs, too.
Yeah, so he got up out of there. And he had Beatles catalog, too.
Crazy.
So I'm not a... Oh, this one's dope. I love this line. I'm not a DJ, but I was still breathing in the body, bag clawing fingers, vinyl scratching. All right, look. Listen. This one's dope. To the sounds of Michael Jackson. All right, so he's not a DJ. Michael Jackson isn't a DJ, guys, right? He doesn't control the music. But I was still breathing in the body bag, clawing fingers, vinyl scratching. So he's saying one of the conspiracies is when they had all the body bag pulling Michael out, that he was still alive in the bag. What? Like, for real, like he was really in the bag.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, there's so many theories on this one.
There's even one where it's like he faked his death and he, like, there's videos of him, like, getting out of the ambulance.
And that's what I thought. I thought that's what he was referencing.
Also, kind of a slow, like a little reference to Thriller too,
yeah,
where people escaping out of the, from the dead.
And then the DJ play also turns into this line, but I was still breathing in the body bag, clawing fingers. So you claw your fingers when you vinyl scratch. Right. So clawing fingers, vinyl scratching to the sounds of Michael Jackson. So that's him. I was still breathing, meaning Michael Jackson continues to live after he dies through the music.
And in the body bag.
Look how stressed out my man's looking.
I'm so like in awe of just that rhyme. Vinyl scratching to Michael Jackson.
Because I'll strike a matchstick in the driest cabin, fire blasting on Spiral the Tiny Dragon.
It's a crazy slant rhyme. I've never seen a slant rhyme that crazy
before. Because even the body bag has a similar texture of vinyl.
Look at it. I mean, I love slant rhymes. I do slant rhymes. I love slant rhymes. I've never seen it as crazy of a slant rhyme.
But you don't do slant rhymes to the songs of Michael Jackson.
Yes, no, exactly.
When you do that, you'll get a good song like this.
I was still slanting in the body bag, clump.
I'm in awe of that. Like Spiral the Tiny Dragon.
Just wait, okay, so I'll strike a matchstick in the driest cabin. I thought the driest cabin was in relation to the industry or whatever he was a part of. Yeah. I'm fire blasting on Spiral the Tiny Dragon,
a beloved
character. A beloved Sony character. I don't know if that's, you know.
Sony?
Yeah, that's how hard he goes, man. He goes crazy. Burn this entire labyrinth, right? That's straight out of
ashes.
Yeah, that's straight out of fucking Spiral. Yeah. So burn this entire labyrinth and hide the ashes. I'll write Michael Jackson in bold, underline, italics, uppercase, subtitle, captions. Michael Jackson. Wait. Okay, the Spiral line, I forgot. So the Spiral bar is dope. The Spiral bar is dope. In the game Spiral, you got to unlock your ancestors. So when you're going through the game, you have to find your ancestor and unlock him from his prison and get him out of there.
I just know that commercial of the advertisement for that stuck in my head. Yeah. I can always reference back to that commercial. Spiral the Tiny Dragon. That's crazy reference.
This shit hits, man. All right. So Mikael, which means who is like God, right? So that is I was going to say numerology. Goddamn, what's the word?
Probably is numerology.
No, it's not numerology. It's the word version of it.
You ever see those guys in numerology?
Etymology. It's the etymology,
my
bad.
You ever see those guys in numerology where they connect like Kobe's passing even to numerology?
Yes, man. This shit is crazy.
Or LeBron hitting that significant moment in his career.
And then Kobe passing the next day.
Passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. There's significant numerology. That's just crazy stuff, man.
It gets deep, brother.
It's crazy stuff.
So Mike L, right? Which is, okay, Mike L is Mike. L is another phrase for God. So Mike L, Mikhael, which is Mike L again, which means who is like God, right? So L is the God.
Yep.
The fact that we're even breaking down the name is just
That's
crazy.
What he's doing, yeah, man.
Because the next bar is literally, which means who is like God when defined in Latin.
Define in Latin, Michael Jackson, right? So deeper than the cytoplasm is quite elaborate. Watching
the
movies.
The rhyme is still going, people. The rhyme is still going. Quite elaborate.
He's quite elaborate like cytoplasmics, apparently. Watching movies in my mind make my eyelid spasm. So
REM sleep.
Yeah, REM sleep or him just meditating.
Eyelid spasm, Michael Jackson. Still there.
If you could read my mind, you'd hear a psycho laughing. Backyard got a lion and a tiger napping. Roller coaster 2, keep your seatbelts tightly fastened. Metaphor for the life I'm having. So once again, back to the
Neverland.
My head's already exploded.
Yeah. So that's the Neverland reference,
My head's already exploded.
I know. There's no brain left. left.
You're talking to a headless Isaiah.
Yeah, there's no brain left, man. There's no brain left, man. So yeah, yeah. I just love the idea though. So, you know, he had the zoo and everything at Neverland. So yeah, backyard. No, that's what he's saying. You didn't get it?
I hear you. I hear you. Yes.
Yeah, backyard got a lion and a tiger napping. Roller coaster too. Keep your seatbelts tightly fastened. Metaphor for the life I'm having. After a day of brain surgery, I enhanced my third eye with glasses. I've discovered what your science hasn't. So there's speculation Michael Jackson used technology we didn't know. It's just a conspiracy song after a while, right? I've discovered what your science says. Divide a fraction to a final fragment. The universe is a uterus having wide contractions. I found a pen and the Bible happened. I signed it Michael Jackson. Media stress and need a spinal tap and they kill me and Prince. Whenever lightning happens, it's the Titans clashing. So he's saying they killed Michael Jackson and Prince, right? Deliberately. Whenever lightning happened, it's the Titans clashing. Crotch tightly grab it. Ladies passing out. Got them falling like Mike Tyson jabbed them. Right.
It's one of those. It's one of those conspiracies where, you know, they sacrifice certain celebrities, particularly like high elite celebrities in this scenario.
Yeah, but so is the Clash of the Titans in reference to killing Titans? Because look, whenever lightning happens, it's the Titans clashing. So that's the Clash of the Titans.
Yep. Yeah,
so Prince and Mike were Titans. They killed both of the Titans.
Yeah,
it's wild,
and
man.
Zeus got involved too.
Zeus so got involved. That. So
you know what? That actually predates. Sorry. Because the Titans, one of the Titans gave birth, Kronos gave birth to Zeus. Sorry.
There we go.
Ladies passing out, got them falling like Mike Tyson jabbed them. Mike Tyson is quoted in saying, yeah, Mike, what's the hardest punch you ever thrown? Oh, the one I gave Robin Givens.
Oh, shit.
So a little correlation with that.
Mike Tyson, crazy. The one I gave Robin Givens.
We don't condone. We don't condone any of that. Correlation
you
of
to clear
lyric.
It up real quick.
Yeah,
if you didn't know, Lisa Presley and Naomi Campbell tried to have them, but I denied their passes. Best womb is the test tube. So okay, look.
See, that's what I was saying. Okay. Maybe they did through test tube.
No. Look, Lisa Presley and Naomi Campbell. Basically, he said they're not worth it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to have him, Michael Jackson, but I denied their passes. I'm not going to let him have me. Best womb is the test tube. So he's saying the best woman for me. I'm going to just create myself. I'm not even going to use women. That's what he's like. That's how far out he's gone.
And just use Lisa Leslie as like a decoy.
Lisa Leslie. Lisa Presley.
Yeah. I mean, not Lisa Leslie.
He is the most, he's the best music star and he's a supreme athlete.
Crazy, man.
Lisa Leslie Jackson.
Million other Michael Jackson aborted inside of nappings. I cry every time it happens. They call me Michael Jackin. My doctor was a trifling bastard. The reason why I'm relapsing forever, I'm relaxing. I didn't get to say bye to Catherine, which is his mom. Yeah, his mom. Michael Jackson. From the darkness, Michael Blackson. From the pipe, Michael Crackson. From the music, Michael Jackson. I'm not my dad's son.
Now,
oh wait, so I'm not my dad's son. His dad, his name's Joseph. He's not directly correlated to Joseph Jackson.
Yes.
Because in the Bible, Jesus has his dad on earth is Joseph, but he's not his dad's son.
Yes.
That's crazy. That's a dope.
Dang,
that's a dope connection.
What the heck?
Brilliant, man.
That's a dope connection.
Brilliant, man. Brilliant. Yes.
So what do you make of this? Like,
this guy had a lot of time on his hands during the pandemic. Peace to Cambada, though. This is. When you break it down,
we had a lot of time on our hands during the pandemic.
It's true, but to keep your pattern, to keep it intriguing, to keep it interesting, and to keep it to the guidelines of Michael Jackson in correlation with Christ, keeping up with lunar solar duality, like to two people. Good. Right. Jesus. I mean, Michael Jackson, that was good.
What was the line Kanye said about Michael Jackson? I thought that was dope. I mean, we were talking about the duality.
You're talking about Kanye's line of Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, got a dark-skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. She got a light-skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Just the duality of the, like, this idea is further explored here.
Well, you know, Michael Jackson is literally the definitive idea of a super pop icon that uses duality his entire career, right?
His whole career?
Yes. Michael Jackson literally goes lunar to solar. And this is very, I don't got time for this.
All right, some people
broke it down. We're going to keep it fast, man. So as we noticed, Michael Jackson started black, right? And he ended white, right? Okay. How simple is that, right?
Right.
So metaphorically, Michael Jackson transformed in front of us. You can literally write, if this was an ancient deity, right? We would say Michael performed worldwide. He transformed from a dark form to a light form before his passing, right? That's how we would have described him in ancient Egypt. Mm-hmm. And all we saw was Michael.
Yeah, you ever spun that story, he'd be mythical for sure. Because yeah. they'd be like, yeah, there was two Michael Jacksons.
There's two Michael Jacksons. Yeah, there, some
one died and one rebirthed.
Some speculate there were two of them, right? Right. We can make it really sound good. So I feel like Cambada just took this opportunity to just kind of play with all the conspiracies and the ideas of Michael Jackson. And I guess his belief was, since he was rhyming with this, he was really channeling true information.
Dude, he just dropped that thing at the amp shop. Not my, my dad's son. Dad's son. That's still him nice, personally, man. Still him with Michael Jackson, in the sense of him and God, him being God, in respect to that, like good.
It's hard.
I was going to say good difficult. God, but good Michael Jackson.
It's you know, since we're doing the duality song. Thing. It's a difficult song, man. And then LSD is after that. We're not covering LSD for this one, but.
If your mind's not blown by this one,
yeah, I mean, exactly.
LSD no. is next to come.
LSD will just take you out, man. So everything he does on that song, he's linking L, S, and D. That's not what we're covering, though. Our next song is Nikola Tesla.
Now, I was tripping on just the rhyme scheme still going. And now in LSD, he's broken down LSD in an acronym, each rhyme, but he's rhyming it.
Yeah. And he's not even rhyming like, okay, I call them twos and threes, right? Two syllable words, three syllable words. He's still able to rhyme like some fives and some sixes using that LSD format. And I'm like, that's fucking crazy. It's hard to do that. It's really hard to do that. Yeah. So
what was the line? I like just this bar. What was it? Lucifer, Satan, Devil,
Logan, Spawn, Deadpool.
Oh,
And they're all aligned thematically. The letters and the themes of the characters all match.
Yeah.
Because if you look at Logan in a comparison to Lucifer, Logan's like the Lone Ranger that doesn't connect with people. He's ostracized from the group and he causes trouble when he wants to.
Yeah.
Deadpool has a direct connection to God, right? Because Deadpool can talk to the reader. He can talk to Stan Lee whenever he wants to.
All three of them never die.
They never die. They're immortal. Yeah. So it's like, Satan connects to Spawn, right? So something from the dead came from hell. Yeah. So the idea that he put it all together.
Describing, you know, LSD in itself, like he's almost giving a definition of the drug too.
Yes.
Which is, I mean, it's so layered and I've never heard anything as crazy as that.
Yes.
That's pretty crazy in a song and a track to have something like that. So it's an honorable mention for us. I mean, we didn't want to, I think there was so much good stuff in here that we chose three different ones. And excluded LSD, but
because I think everybody knows LSD is fire.
It's a crazy trick track,
actually perfect. Yeah. I call it exhibition tracks, right? But trick track, that sounds better.
Man, that track
because he's going to do
tricking his tracks on the street.
Okay, so the last one we got is Nikola Tesla. And I just thought the concept of this one was just wow, just designs of technology.
Yeah, I love how he started exploring with his own innovativeness.
Yes.
And like just making things out like a corn on the cob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait, that you could be
like, everlasting food. Like, what is he, Willy Wonka? Like, this dude is dope.
Everlasting rhyme stopper.
This dude was dope. Like, I just love how he started getting really creative with it.
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant track, man.
Yeah.
Black Tesla, first name Nikola, wizardess, gifted magician, and you get to live amongst.
Before we get into it, man. Talked a little bit about, for those who might not know about Tesla, Edison, and all that, like just really quick about that little.
So Tesla was, so it's Thomas Edison rules all the electricity game.
Right. He's the name that you know of for electricity.
Tesla ends up being the student to Westinghouse after being rejected by Edison. Nikola Tesla claims on the electric power of AC, well, alternating current versus Thomas Edison likes direct going current. With direct current. So direct current's already established into society. It's powering up New York at this point. Nikola Tesla realizes, hey, alternating current can actually involve, you can actually do circuit breakers. So instead of like actually powering the whole house with one circuit, you can actually start at the circuit breaker, branch off these different circuits. I'm like, I could turn off place. And now this whole house, this microphone, this power that we have is now what? It's now all AC. It's all alternate current.
Crazy.
We can also talk about the Tesla coil, which was basically like electric Wi-Fi.
It's like, Wi-Fi before Wi-Fi was
They were going to try to implement that, but Edison did a whole smear campaign of like, oh, you're going to have your whole house electrified if you do that. Mm. Dude, there was one point where you can, like in the movie, The Prestige would show it pretty well. But if a Tesla coil was on and you held about like a light bulb, your energy current can pass through into the light bulb and actually get powered on. That was
the
nuts.
Electricity is going to course through your body.
So basically, he is like the brains of the operation.
Really. I think Tesla, unfortunately, was burdened by being too early. He's just too early. One of an innovator on a Steve Jobs level, but before computers.
And the fact, too, that Edison was also, he was lining his pockets with the government, too. I mean, so he was already like established in the electricity game. Already powering up the White House with electricity. So he already had his thing in there.
He already had a W in there. So I feel like innovator, I believe, is kind of
this other image. Tesla, though, I'm not really familiar with.
But yeah, Black Tesla, first name Nikola, great name. Wizardess, gifted magician you live amongst.
Get to live amongst.
They say indigenous knowledge is from the visitors. Of course, you know, so ancient visitors. Indigenous knowledge, you know, ancient aliens, of course. When really we just tap in algorithms from within us, right? So it's just the computing system in our God selves. Hidden from getting clutched by the wicked ones. I'm the only physician it's not forbidden from.
So he has all access to this?
Yeah. Yes. Hidden because he's hidden from being attacked by wicked people, right? I'm the only physician it's forbidden from. Paulo Coelho's literature's living syllabus, right? So he's an alchemist. Yep. Paulo Coelho wrote The Alchemist. So Paulo Coelho's literature living syllabus is synchronous. I sit on the treasure before I dig it up, right? Yeah. So he could sit on anything and alchemize it into treasure. Yep. Right until my back hunched over like spina bifida, calligrapher. While writing Leviticus, I was in a rush.
Just once you
a calligrapher.
Leviticus, yeah. Wrote Leviticus and he was in a Leviticus rush to write Leviticus.
I'm done. Add a Leviticus.
When reviving Leviticus, I was in a rush. Feel epiphanies tickling in my viscera, in his blood, right? Mythical cinema with non-fiction insignia. So it's the realest shit. That's come on. That don't sound like cannabis, man. That don't sound like cannabis.
Yeah, but I mean, Biss is gonna deliver it a little more intensely. Oh,
yeah, you're
like
right,
yeah.
You're right. This one Cam is like, chilling. Dude, Cam is just chilling. I'll invent an artificial brain so close to mine it's arguably the same. I'll invent a sound modulator that can stop it when it rains.
Now this stuff can happen.
Yeah, but I think he's even talking about things that already exist in some kind of way. I'll invent a sound modulator that can stop it when it rains and a magnet that can shift how astronomy is arranged. So you can move the fucking stars around? What do you mean? What are you going to do? The other day while getting high on a couch, I invented a water filter that takes hydrogen out. How you going to take hydrogen out of the water?
All oxygen.
The CRA surrounded every side of my house. They heard I got the hidden secrets to what life is about. So he got in trouble just for thinking this shit.
Also like those renegade inventors that usually like make an alternative to gasoline. So like Tesla. Rogue inventors.
Yeah. That guy. That's cool. About that guy that made that self-recharging battery? And Sony fucking destroyed that guy. They destroyed him. He's an independent inventor. Fool made a recharging battery, some fucking everlasting gobstopper battery. Sony showed up and said, "That's my shit." And they just took his shit and just like stole it. Like left the dude with nothing.
That happens in this world. Like, monopolize something.
The documentary, Who Killed the Electric Vehicle? They had in 1990, the early 90s, they had the electric vehicle that went like 120 miles already.
Right.
And GM took their own invention and buried it and ended up implementing the slow steps to hybrids, fuel cells. And then now we're talking about all electrics now.
It's
all slow, Aesop
slow
Rock,
pace.
Man.
Slow Aesop pace. Rock. It could have been soon. Aesop Rock. You just keep saying it.
All right. They heard it got Aesop secrets Rock. To what Aesop life's comes about.
Back. Comes I'm going to gather all the brightest mechanical engineers and convince them to build me a super telescope. With this telescope, I can debunk every astronomical ideology ever spoke. NASA want a peek. I'm going to tell them nope. SpaceX want to look. I'm going to send them quotes. You got to pay for this shit.
Send them a quote.
I like that.
Previewing for the woke
and ascended folks, rewrite every science book ever wrote. Man, he's trying to break the game, dude. He's trying to break it down, man. Black Nikola Tesla, greatest of the non-living inventors. Thomas Edison was just a wicked embezzler, and Benjamin Franklin's a sick kitty molester.
What do you guys think in relation to his courses for his tracks? Do you guys feel like it's a nice
bitch, I'm bad to the bone. That one stands out, but I don't like.
Do you think, like, does it enhance the track? Is it a good coupling? Like, does it work for this case?
You need hooks with Cambada, okay? When we get super rappers, I did the math. You need hooks. You have to have them because we need time. We need time to even fucking breathe. And with all that he's given us, we need that. We need it. We just need that small little break
just
on the hook.
Just to breathe at least.
Just to breathe. Because your mind probably got lost in the eighth bar of a 16. Yeah. So after you got lost in the eighth, nobody rewinds music. Right. So
because the real meat's going to be in the verses.
Yeah.
I mean, Kambara is such a...
It's Ip Man punches, elite, man. Yeah. No, and can you imagine Ip Man hitting you for 4 minutes that fast? For 4 minutes? So yeah, I think the breaks do help. The breaks... to me, work, and Kambada writes great hooks, but his lyricism and his verses are really what stand out. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here. That's why I came here today. Pocket knife crafted with Damascus steel. Yep. Watch easily, I skin a gator like an apple peel. My IQ would lead you to believe that my
steel too.
Yeah,
from Game of Thrones. I just barely caught that.
And do you think the gator was in play to like a reptile?
Well,
or something?
Hold on, because Damascus is an actual legitimate place. Is Game of Thrones actually?
It mentions Damascus, like that's the steel that's used to kill like dragons.
Yeah, that's why the I thought the
because Damascus is
not dragons, the walkers, the zombie walkers.
Because Damascus is actually a legit place. There's actually a legit place.
Oh yeah,
place
from
called,
where Jesus, I think Damascus or something. Yeah, something
Middle
relation
East.
To biblical.
What the heck?
Whoa, did something paranormal happen on that
Lord
on That's Hip Hop Podcast?
That's creepy. Like for
alien astronauts, ancient aliens theorists suggest skinning a gator like an apple peel.
So I thought the gator was it's like a reptile, right? So I thought that's what I was thinking, like a reptile.
How easy that is, tough skin too.
My IQ would lead you to believe that my daddy used them to microdose acid in my Happy Meal. Light blunts with the fire that be blasting out the back of a Batmobile. Damn. All that shit rhymes, bro. Light blunts with the fire that be blasting out the back of a Batmobile that I actually have for real.
I like that.
I love that, man. That pattern is sick,
I'd like
man.
To specify that I actually back have
the,
this.
Back of the Batmobile that I actually have for real. That's six, I think. I'm currently blueprinting. Sixes are hard to land, man. I'm currently blueprinting a watch that does more than just ticks and tocks. It creates a force field that's resistant to the pistol and Glocks. You can safely talk shit to the cops. I giggle at shots, right? So you just bitches. I'll invent a form of corn on the cob, so you'll never need more than what you got. Swallow kennels whole, shit them out, stick them right back on the cob, rinse it off, having one in an unlimited crop, right? Good I thought Lord. That shit was nasty, bro.
It was sick. Yeah, that is pretty sick.
I gotta trust that y'all clean these, man.
But it's creative.
Wait, like,
itself.
Think about reused corn on the cob that you know it's reused. You know it's reused.
Next time I go to the lote, man, I'm like, hey, did you get these corns from Kambada?
Yeah, these are recycled, dog. These are recycled ones, man.
Make sure you give me all of it back.
Corn back on the cob or some shit, you know?
Corn back on the cob.
So you'll never need more than you got. Oh, okay. So rinse it off. Having one is an unlimited crop. So having just one of them is unlimited. It's some everlasting gobstopper shit. You better give me my props. I might be the most innovative nigga we got. I can hand carve a whistle from rock.
That's sick.
Hand carve a whistle from rock, bro.
That's sick.
That can make a sound in the pitch that can lift up a yacht. Come on, bro.
That super many sound waves?
With a rock, though, by hand?
Yeah.
The fabric in my new cloth can wipe the soles of your shoes off and make them smooth enough that anyone can moonwalk, meaning... you could like really literally moonwalk. Just had a new thought. Never seen a pig fly. I should put cybertronic wings on a huge hog, right? So he can make pigs fly. Tell your wife I got a tampon that vibrates. I'll make a bottle of wine from one dry grape, right? So that's perfect for the women. My iPhone battery lasts 9 days. I see music in tetrahedrons and sine waves. I use words as joysticks for mind games. Oh, that's just nice.
Yeah, that
my spirit is so much older than my brain. Best invention since recorded players. It's called a quantum synthetic voice replicator. Speech emulator. This ain't even me speaking. Speech emulator. This ain't even me speaking, but I'm synthesized so well that I was never greater, right? So I'm the perfect version of myself as a synthesized version of me.
I coded it as a seventh grader. Coded the whole speech emulator that's synthesized with quantum mechanics.
Teacher was like, what are you working on, Timmy?
And just it's nothing. It's just a quantum synthetic voice replicator that's a speech emulator. This is not even me speaking, teacher.
Oh, you get an A.
The prototype was designed with the same tech as Vader's.
Damn.
So in the seventh grader, he had access to Imperial tech, I guess.
Definitely on his Deltron stuff right now.
Exactly. He's on his Deltron all the way. Creativity is second nature. I used to blow up shit in my yard and upset the neighbors. Experiments in the basement and held deadly vapors. Solar's easy made a lunar electric generator.
Oh.
Damn. So he's already the sun. So he made it like a lunar electric generator. Mom asked God for a prophet. Oh, wait. A lunar electric generator is a mom, right? So the moon, the sun is the male. The moon is the woman, right? So he said he made a lunar electric generator, the one that would make moon energy. So mom asked God for a prophet when she said her prayers. She was pregnant 7 seconds later.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
A little immaculate conception.
Just got portaled into her body, bro. So yeah, and then yeah,
what is it? My theorems give the sharpest mathematicians dementia. So even his theories, he's just gonna put on the wall, like just put on a little whiteboard,
and then the mathematician himself would completely
just suffer dementia. I see reality before the image can render.
Instantly suffer dementia.
Squinting my retina, vision bigger than Kepler's.
Kepler telescope.
Wow.
I'm laughing because of
the imaginative. Depth of thought. Yeah. It's very out there. Yeah.
We should just microdose acid, guys.
And you know, when you start spaz, this is when he's starting to spaz.
This is the end. What are you talking? He's like, he's just fucking around almost. Yeah.
Now it's just like at that point.
The biggest ideas need a bigger investor. My current fee is set at $1 billion an hour for encrypted voice chat. Each additional minute is extra.
Oh my God.
My newest device drops next middle December, presenting you a pain-free midget extender. Make a fat dwarf tall, skinny, and slender. When I'm whipping a Tesla, multiple rhymes. I'm a 12-syllable stretcher. Ghost in my mind like a self-inner Alexa. Ghost in my mind like a self-inner Alexa. Woke up inside Cyber Realm's mythical sectors. Come on, man. That sounds like bus, man. It sounds like cannabis, man. Not your typical Tesla. Put a rocket engine on a miniature Vespa, digit collector, rare critter protector, the beetle key is the levitation gift of the Kepra. What the fuck? Okay, the beetle is like the scarab beetle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beetle key is,
The scarab beetle, you know, like from fucking...
Mummy.
Mummy, the yeah. Mummy Returns and shit.
Oh, yes, yes. And then no, the beetle key too. Wasn't that in Aladdin? Wasn't there a beetle key?
Yeah, there was a beetle key in Aladdin.
Oh, okay. So this stems from Khepri. Khepri's it's a scarab faced god in ancient Egyptian religion. Oh. So it's a scarab. He's a
beetle.
See, but I love how he's kept consistent with that theme too, like that ancient theme as well.
That's his face is literally a scarab beetle. That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm just looking at it right now. So yeah, so it's
like, how do you talk?
The beetle key is the levitation gift of the Khepra. Mm-hmm. So it's a gift that they gave modern man or
it's fucking
the Egyptians.
Brilliant. So for him to be Tesla, right? Black Tesla would be an ancient Egyptian god, right?
Yeah.
The concept for Tesla on my end is that Tesla was too far ahead of his time, which kind of is his downfall in a sense. Right. Because Tesla had a very sad end in a sense. So on this one, I thought him being Black Tesla was representative of like an ancient Egyptian inventor or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But or the very beetle god that we just mentioned. So imagine how much how many layers that we may have missed already.
We're just scratching.
We're just trying to scratch the surface, man.
We haven't even really dug.
Indiana Jones shit, someone's going to take the rest of our work and be like, I just took another treasure from you, Dr. Jones. Like, it's always Indiana Jones' gimmick. Yeah. He's always getting it and someone's taking it.
Someone already has it by the time they get it and shit.
Yeah.
Well, the way I look at it, man, you know, for takeaways on this one, it's dense. It's really dense, but this is the standard, man. When I say standard, it's like, if you really want to be amazed by the use and the utilization of storytelling in these very just unique ways, you got to give Cambada a chance. I don't understand anybody that would hate on him, but you said the homie Hector and was like, that ain't it, right? Well, maybe it started too slow for him. Maybe it's just different vibes for him, but I mean,
he was also bunched up in the backseat of my, you know, Mustang, which is
he was in an unpleasant situation already
to begin with. I feel like, you know, as each time that I listen back though, like I started finding more and more treasures as you listen more and more, you start to like things start hitting you.
Yeah.
You know, with the second listen, the third listen.
And it all stems up to and similar to Cambada's situation of how you grew up.
Right.
Like all three of us, thankfully, are intrigued by the, you know, the various phenomenons and just like actually trying to delve into religions and various religions. Yeah, and it's like, so to have that type of hunger for that, it's equally translated to our liking to people that, you know, that do this kind of stuff. We're the Whole Foods listener.
Yeah.
We're not the Walmart listener, you know. We're the Whole Foods listener here.
You know, that's a good point you make, because
But we seek this stuff in the same instance.
And he is definitely on the quest for the deepest question of all. The why.
Why
are we here?
What is this?
Right. You know, so he's definitely exploring all avenues of that question.
Yeah, he's around our age, isn't he, too? Because he was 33 when 2020. So now he's probably, 35, 36.
He's 30, I think he's 35 right now.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the album cover, by the way?
Oh, shit. Yeah. I remember my cousin hit me up, man. He's like, dude, you just cover some song by some dude named Cambada. I was like, yeah. He's like, that album cover is crazy, man. Like, he really was uncomfortable. The album cover's a little crazy.
Straight out of Spencer's gift shop. It's a lot of colors, a lot of it. You don't see at the end that the bottom actually says Lunar Solar Duality. You actually get caught up with the sun and the moon at the top, and then you see his name in the middle, and you're like, oh, okay.
Sutra in the middle.
Yeah, the tongue holds the acid.
There's a vaginal looking.
That's the center, right? So the center is the vagina, right? Then we have the sun and the moon coming into wholeness. Yeah. That's why we got the guy meditating at the center.
The Eye of Ra here in the center.
And then I think he has. Does he have the Eye of Ra and the Eye of Horus?
Probably both.
same.
Yeah, I think it is Horus, actually. Excuse me.
You have the sperms sperm. Entering the space, like sperms entering space is like symbolic of the space itself is a vagina, apparently having wide contractions. Right.
Right. Yep. Right. Right.
But you see on the left side is deserted, is dark, is dry. Right. And then on the other side, it's a totally different climate.
You get the death of the ocean. Yeah. You get the tongue from Kiss.
Tongue from kid. Gene Simmons' tongue is in this, this album cover.
Taking mushrooms at the bottom and
taking
shit.
The LSD too. It looks like it, you know, they're taking it, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why the tongue having an S on it. I'm sure is like symmetry or some kind of fucking symbolic meaning. But I just thought it is representative of the drug LSD, but also just that spiritual context.
Like, he went crazy. Exploration,
lunar soul of duality.
It's really fucking dope, man.
Yeah,
it's dope. It's a really good cover. It's like wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's a lot of things going on here, but
Peace to camp for real on this. To be an MC, to express yourself and not really care what people think about it. This is what we like as artists, because you want a platform where you're able to express yourself. Though you do, and I catch myself doing this, but I do catch myself going to the framework of rhyming how I like to rhyme, but I keep it in the frame of hip hop. Right. I keep it in there. This is beyond the frame of it.
He's blurred those lines.
Yeah. And that's all peace to him on that instance, because that takes a lot of courage to take those ventures into void, because it's unexplored It's also it's treacherous in the sense of you don't know what you're going to get mentally either. You don't know where it's going to take you.
Right. Yeah. And being able to have the courage to take on these subjects, like even to just go down that journey of Michael Jackson is kind of crazy.
Stay focused
on it and realizing patterns and things that like never really hit you before.
Yeah.
And get as layered as he did to it. So you not only do an homage to Michael, but you also affiliate the angel Michael, God.
It's
so much to like dive into there to learn.
I think now that you guys are talking about, I was like, oh, the solar is what you see right in front of you. Mm-hmm. And the lunar would be like, what's behind you, what you don't see. Right. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, where the sun don't shine type shit. So for the Michael Jackson song, the solar version of the song is, we know he's talking about the artist, Michael Jackson. And then the lunar version is this Archangel Michael context that he has all the way through. It's like,
it's kind of like Back to the Future, right? The layers, one layer is mythology, and then you know, it's different.
Yeah. Anybody, you know? By the way, if you guys don't know, we love Back to the Future because it's like the most.
Come and find out 30 years.
What's with the wire?
We love Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Because even Doc's Zeus, Marty's Pluto, and then. His dad is Kronos. Neptune.
Kronos. I thought he was taking out.
Well, no, because because Zeus's dock because of the lightning.
Yeah,
because
the lightning. And then Marty, Kronos is the clock that they had to take out.
Yes.
So they had to take Kronos out.
Kronos is a clock.
So there's a lot of rap bars in Back to the Future.
I knew I loved this movie, but sometimes you don't understand why you love a movie so much. And when you start understanding like the layers behind movies, but behind tracks and albums, man, I love that stuff.
It's a whole new depth.
I don't know about you guys, but that stuff is dope to me.
Yeah.
Because that just brings so much more to it, man.
Yeah. And I think my Cambada has this perfect blend of a Michael Bay action scene with Christopher Nolan level of depth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Bay shit is everything's happening. All the technique, all the rhyming, all the patterns. Right. That's that Michael Bay shit to me. But then his ability to turn and mold these ideas and make these movies and stories in these very fucking Tenet kind of ways. That's that Christopher Nolan side of him, bro. That nigga's nice. Cambada is nice, man. He's nice.
We got to find the temporal pincer of this of this album.
I love that.
Remember, I was watching Tenet. He's like, yeah, they flew in right into the temporal pincer. I was like, wait, hold on, bro.
We was watching Tenet in the theater. Like, we all at the same time were just like,
temporal pincer.
What is going on?
And it was like the great center, the most center part of the movie. And even the runtime was the most center. I was like, oh, good God.
And everybody just breaks at the same point. So Cam, to me, he if you care that much about depth, you know, you're going to have a lot of Easter eggs on this shit, man. Yeah. It's a lot of fun on this one. I love these kind of tracks or these kind of albums, man. So yeah, this one's a win for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Takeaway for you, Mark, on this one, this album.
He made me a fan. You made me a fan. It's just I'm at a new point in my life where like listening to this kind of like hip hop music all day, it's tasking for me.
Yeah.
But when you do want to listen in on it, dude, it's a treat. It's a treat. I can't I say that because it's like even listening to Cannabis' stuff, I can't listen to that all day. You know, like it, with Cambada especially, it's like no, like I will when I feel like it.
When the cause comes for it.
Yeah, but it's a certain treat because the guy's educated. I like combining hip hop and the metaphysical hip hop and the science, hip hop and the philosophy. Right. I love that. Right. And that's Biss brought that along. He was a trailblazer to me thinking of that. Because then it brought me to be like, man, I could rap like that because I know this shit.
Right.
So this is all like it's a triangle of sorts in that instance where I'm attracted to it.
You know, when there was a few tracks, I think I heard like Eminem's Rock Bottom when, this is back in my adolescence days, guys, and I'm not condoning this, but some of my friends would want a hotbox, right? And so they would be at a car, there would be hotboxing, I'd be in there. I wouldn't go out looking to smoke, but some of my friends did, so I would go with them. So I was in this car hotboxing, and you start feeling the highness because it's hotboxing.
Yeah.
And one of my friends started playing Eminem's Rock Bottom. Now, I've heard that track before, and I thought it was dope before. Mm-hmm. But it's different when you're going through an experience listening to that track.
I got you.
It hits on a different level. And I would say because you're in the space where you're just so much into thought at this point.
Oh, man.
And it's just hitting way harder, deeper. And some tracks, it was almost scary. They played, what else? They played Biggie's like suicide track. Mm-hmm. It was like, F it, I want to go to hell or something crazy like that, right?
Yeah.
Now that track's already like daring as is, but when you're like high, it's a different experience. So saying that is there's sometimes scenarios where when you're in an exploration type of vibe or mood,
if you want to discover something.
Yeah, that's there.
Don't listen to it like homework. I don't think that never works for anybody. If you like force somebody, they'll do. Yeah. You got to listen to this Cannabis album now, right? It's not gonna. They're not gonna get the experience.
Right.
But if they just go, finally, fuck, let me listen to it real quick. It's gonna be different, right? Compared to a gun in your head, you know. Right. So Cambada is one of those things. Is like if you're looking for some, like you're trying to take it to the next level, right? And you want to see somebody really attempting to do that shit, right? Like really push the make the picture larger and grander. My man's got it. He's figured it out.
Well said, man.
And I also want to just say that I'm not condoning at all that kind of stuff or even trying to experiment like that with drug wise.
Because
I've seen the opposite side of that too. Like friends have passed from stuff like that. Yeah. So I'm not condoning that either, but I'm just saying like, you know, you could be in a certain vibe, maybe just an exploration state. And like, you know, stuff like this it satisfies that.
Oh, yeah. So, well, and if we can go into that concept real fast, get up out of there. No. I don't think the album glorifies the use of LSD. It's not the glorification of LSD. It might just be the experience of a really powerful LSD trip. How about that? Yeah. From beginning to end, you're going through this whole journey with them, right?
Right.
And I believe you can see this. Okay, so the solar version would be the drug. And then the lunar version would be the lunar solar duality, the completion of the use of the drug, right? Because if you take LSD, you will get into that state of wholeness if it works out for you. Some people might have a bad trip. Shit might be bad.
Yeah.
So I just thought that, you know, it's not a glorification of drugs, but it is like, come on, man. This kind of music, drug use is always going to be prevalent. It's going to be what it is.
My brother said like every like great artist has probably done some sort of drugs at some point, you know, experiment. Wise, you know, it's just the way it is. That's just how it's been.
Cam's completely on a limitless pill.
Yeah.
Just from beginning to end. Just fucking limitless pills, man. Yeah. So yeah, man, really, really, he's actually really a big inspiration. So,
So dope. Listen, this was actually one recommended from one of our, community members, on YouTube. So, dope recommendation for to dive into this one and
good pick, man.
Explore this one in depth. This one was a sick, solid listen. And it wasn't that long ago. That's the thing that's pretty dope. Usually our picks are kind of like further back.
Yeah. So it's like a newer track, a newer project. And it felt good. It felt like every song was unique and they all did their own thing. Yeah. Check out Kambala in the Holy Ghost series. All right. So Kambala is a previous album. Kambala. That's a great one. Listen to that one. This one's great. And then the Holy Ghost series is excellent too, man. So yeah.
Sick, sick. All right. So I'll go ahead and, before we end things, I want to just quickly shout out Mark, he's doing the pin thing. He has his pin business called El Notorious Pin.
El Notorious Pin.
You can find him on Insta. You can find him on TikTok. The best way to reach you, though, is through Insta, right? Or is there?
That's correct. Yeah. Or if you'd like to just straight up order some pins, hit up the notoriouspin.com. Mm-hmm. We actually recently dropped the Purple Atomic Nintendo 64 controller.
You have a lot of dope relics, you know, of time. You know,
that's try to,
ancient
man.
Relics.
It's crazy when you emulate things that you're passionate about, it promotes a sale and all that.
For real, this is no cap. Like, my cousin, she buys a lot of pins off of Mark, and we recently went to Universal Studios. She's getting compliments, dude, like from random people online. They're like, "Oh, I love your pins. I love your pins." So, just the pins be no catching, cap. That's, catching like, eyes. That's legit. Yeah, true.
They catch eyes, man.
We're doing something right in the world, damn it. One pin at a time.
And then we got Lyricology 101.
Check me out, YouTube.
Funny live story. I was looking up an article, actually.
Oh, dude, that is nuts.
Kambada, right? Go ahead. And random article, I'm reading real quick through it. It's like, and you know.
The first couple sentences.
Yeah, it was like, this guy put me on. His name's Andre Gaynor, Lyricology 101. I was like,
about Kambada. That's nuts.
I rolled my eyes really hard, though. I was like,
Andre,
what?
I'm reading something that's literally referencing you right now.
I thought he was fucking with me. And then he showed me. I was like, oh, come on. And then if you click the link, nothing happens. It's all gone.
All in print.
They had a link and everything. Link's gone.
But Lyricology 101, dope breakdowns, man. Very inspirational. It's just crazy, like, how far you've come, man. And your breakdowns are crazy.
Thanks, man. Very in-depth, guys. So, you know how I do. I break down the rhyme schemes, the concept, how they deliver the lines, everything. Every little morsel of the song. So, yeah, check me out at Lyricology 101. Add Andre. You might find me there. Or Lyricology 101 Music, and you'll probably find me there. Or Lyricology 101 Breakdown. That's probably the best way to find me. I don't know where my Kambada breakdown is. I have to check in my drives, and if I find it, I'm just going to put those out and just, you know, show some love. But yeah, more content coming. Just keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah. Sick one. All right, everybody. I'm going to let Mark close this out here.
To the MCs, if you drop a mic, drop a light.
Peace. I feel like there should be some sort of second line.
I play the Ghostbusters theme on the way out.
When we get hit with copyright, none of these.
At the very end. Every episode.
You guys had the potential to get monetized, but that.